So what do we do when we are standing before this Blessed Sacrament during holy hours? You know what the Lord wants from us, and this is beautiful. This is so much like Jesus. What he actually looks for is a good intention of the heart, intention to meet him and to be one with him. That's it. That's all what he needs. You know, the goal of our life is to be one with Jesus. The only real goal of our life is to be one with Jesus. He's expecting us there, waiting for us, thirsting for us. All he needs is our goodwill, our good intention to be one with him. And then he's operating what he has planned. So many people are sick today in their soul because they are not needed by anyone. They are not expected by anyone. But they have Jesus and they don't know it yet. Now, don't expect to know the fruit of your adoration. You'll know only in heaven and you'll be surprised. Well, it may be given to some holy people, I don't know, but to the average, it's not. And it is good to accept that in humility. We don't know whose heart is being touched when we are doing a holy hour. We just don't know. In Australia, in China, in Russia, in America, even in America, they might be touched, you know. We just don't know. But the Lord has his plan. And the only thing he requests from us is that we go to him with joy, with great expectation, great hope and great trust. That even if we are weak, even if we are a sinner, even if we are not being so good today, it doesn't matter. He's so happy to see us face to face so that he can act like God. He's eager to divinize us. You know Mother Teresa, the missionaries of charity. Now in each of their chapels, in the sacristy, Mother put a little message on the wall, meant for the priest that they would read before celebrating Mass. And here is what she wrote. Dear brother priests, may you celebrate this Mass like your first Mass, like your last Mass, like your only Mass. That was it. Then they would go to the altar and they were already changed. It is my only Mass. So when you go to Jesus, you can tell him, Jesus, you know, this is my only holy hour with you before you take me. Let's make the most of it, Jesus. I can't speak to you because after 5 minutes I'm dry. That's it, Jesus. But, you know, when I've entrusted to you my life, my family, my work, my concerns, my this, my that, when I have told you that you're beautiful, that you are God, and that I'm happy to be here, I'm kind of stuck. I don't know what to tell you. So, Jesus, please take over. Speak to my heart. Speak to the depth of my heart. Because I've come here for an hour, you know, Jesus. So you have to make it up for it. And Jesus does work in our hearts. What he needs from us is the good intention of the heart to meet him, to be with him, and to be one with him, to be united with him, to let him work. Work in us and through us for the world. This is very important. You know, many people get discouraged because they like to go to the Blessed Sacrament, but after 5-10 minutes, they are doubting that it is useful and fruitful. And when they finish this holy hour, they are kind of sad because they think, well, nothing really happened. They had a great desire to be with Jesus, but they were often distracted. They were not really there. They couldn't concentrate well. And, you know, maybe they were sick or taken by so many concerns. Therefore, they are disappointed and they ask, is it really necessary that I go again tomorrow? So please don't be discouraged. You just have to have a good intention of the heart. Just work on that.